Right, okay. Now it's time to introduce our first guest of the day, Jean Kelly, Jean Marie.
Jean.
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 Yeah.
So they said it was Jean, and it doesn't spell Jean, but tell me, why is this French name?
Ooh.
Well, ooh la la.
I'm not French at all, but I'm the seventh child of a good Catholic family,
yeah.
Born in the 1950s. And when I was born, my eldest brother was doing his French A-level. So he got to choose my name. Jean-Marie.
Wow. Jean-Marie, very good indeed.
Yeah.
Now, you are nice. The chair of the local Bolton U3A, the
correct.
University of the Third Age.
Can I stop you there, please? Because we're not called University of the Third Age anymore.
We call U3A.
U3A, you see, the Third Age is probably right, but, and we're not a university, really. It was making people think that it was all about qualifications and highbrow and stuff like that.
All right.
And really, what U3A is, it's for people who are no longer working full-time can come and join us. Because most of our groups meet between 10 o'clock and 4 o'clock, something like that. So it's when most other people would be out working. So it's, let's say if you had to be off work, long time sick, going through cancer treatment or something like that, you could come and join us, no problem, you know. Or
so if it's not a university, is it more of a discussion group?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, okay.
Yeah.
Now, the reason we've got you on is because next week is the week of the U3A.
Yes.
And but let's just talk about you for a moment, Jan. What's your background? Because you said you'd been on Bolton FM many moons ago when you worked for the Bolton Business Ventures.
Yes, I did. For 20 years, from 2000 to 2020, I had my own business as a freelance business advisor and marketing consultant.
Okay.
So, and before that, I'd been a retail buyer, worked for Littlewoods and WH Smith. Then I'd worked for manufacturing businesses in stationery and furniture. I used to work for Evertort in Darwin at one time. And then I worked for myself.
Right.
When my son was born, it was easier to manage looking after him and juggling management with my husband as well.
Yeah.
If I worked for myself.
Absolutely.
You know, so yeah, I did that.
And you would have worked with Paul Davidson and Sylvia Phillips at the Bolton Business.
Definitely, yes.
Because they,
yes.
I mean, you must have been to some of their awards, because it's this Friday, no, week tonight.
A week tonight,
is
yeah.
the Bolton Business Awards that is now run by the Bolton News, but it used to be run by Bolton Business Ventures.
Yes.
And they could put a do on. I always remember Sylvia would have her hair piled up on top, and Paul would look ever so smart. And they had some fantastic stages, like Roman columns. And really good. They used to put it a really good do on. And, lots of... I'll tell you more about that afterwards, but we won nearly every award that you can win on that, and just it was so funny. But so you've got a really vast experience in business, and this is a complete breakaway, or is it not?
Well, I'll tell you how it worked. When I was a business advisor, one of the organisations that asked me to come in and do work with them was, at the time, it was a charity in Bolton called Bolton Community Transport and Furniture.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Store, right,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So I did some work with them. I thought they were a very good charity that I didn't know much about. And then I became a trustee with them, right? So from 2013 to today, I've been a trustee, and I'm actually chair of trustees there.
Right.
Now, we had lots of changes through COVID and lockdown. You know, we couldn't do the transport anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
Older people were just not going out, obviously. Yeah. We had to change things. We had to lose that bit of our operation. So now we're called Bolton Community Furniture Store.
Right.
But actually, in Bolton News, yesterday, today, there's an article, because we just won the contract, or renewed the contract with Bolton Council, to take their bulky waste, it's called. So, right. You know, if you ring up and you've got some sofas and beds and wardrobes and things to get rid of,
yeah.
You ring up the council, pay some money, somebody comes along. Well, they don't have their own staff. The council contacts us to go and do that work, to lift those things, take them away. Okay. Anything we can recycle, repair, we will do.
Yeah.
And then an awful lot, because of the regulations all about foam and things like that, a lot has to be tipped these days. Yeah. But anything we can, we try and repair, resell. Yeah.
I suppose a lot of those things are at the end of their useful life in some ways, but there are still things there that people just want to change the style of their house, so
exactly.
Then it's useful for somebody else.
Yeah, definitely.
We're deviating from the subject.
Sorry, we are.
I'm just pulling you together here. Right? now,
we got told off.
Just having a chat.
Bolton U3A was formed in Bolton. I'm reading here a press release by the wonderful Angela Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
And it says it was formed in 1991 by a mature student as a project for a course. Now, that would be a course of what? Engaging older people, giving them some meaning in life, or
adult education, lifelong learning. It's all that part of thing, really. Right. If you keep your brain active, you know, and keep learning in the widest sense, so not for qualifications, just to, you know, like we're encouraged these days as we get older to do puzzles and things like that, you know, not necessarily crosswords, but, you know, just things to keep your brain active.
So
it's been going 30-odd years then.
Yeah, and it's part of a national organisation, so there's probably, there's about 400 or so different groups across the UK.
Yeah. And how long have you been involved in the Bolton branch?
Since February 2020. I joined just before lockdown and COVID.
Right.
So then we had to do all our meetings online and things like that, which was a challenge.
And were you on committee and then you became chair?
I went on committee, yes, because there was a vacancy. And then they were going to, nobody was stepping forward to be chair, looked like they might fold. But because I had experience with the furniture charity, a chair and knowing what's involved with charity commission, I said, well, you know, I'll do it. Well, if anybody else wants to do it, fine, but...
Yeah. And how long have you been in the chair?
I'm coming into my fifth year.
Right.
But I can't do any more than 5 years, thankfully.
Right. Have you got somebody coming up?
I've got my eyes on somebody.
All right. And do they know you've got your eyes on them?
I'm not sure.
Right.
A nomination.
You were telling me about, is it a book you've been reading by a...
Carol Klein?
Well, you sound a bit like her sometimes.
Well, she's from Manchester, isn't she?
Yeah.
And she used to live in Bispham. I'm from Blackpool, Thornton Cleveland's. Right. Yeah.
So there you go. Okay, we'll have a record now. But before we go, just one thing to clarify. My question of how old do you have to be? You don't have to be an age. It's a case of if you have the time and you like to come along.
Yeah, that's right.
And we're looking at this list of activities you're going to, and we'll talk about that after this record. Yeah, that was Zinky Town from...
Right. And so...
Standing up...
Didn't say that. To come along, I remember.
Yeah.
No, is on...
And with your social...
Yeah. 60p.